starting. Deciding that was the better plan, Teddy finished dressing and headed out into the kitchen to find his phone. He'd plugged it into charge before going to bed last night. Unfortunately, the power must have gone out shortly after that, because the battery was even lower now than when he'd plugged it in. The warning that the battery needed recharging was all he could get before it shut itself off. Muttering under his breath, Teddy shoved it in his pocket, dragged on his coat, scarf, and boots, then grabbed his gloves and opened the kitchen door. If he thought the cottage was cold, the mudroom was positively frigid, and Teddy grimaced as he stepped into it. He didn't slow, however, but tugged on his gloves, grabbed the shovel leaning against the wall, and headed outside. The moment he stepped off the deck, he was knee-deep in snow. Teddy trudged through the flaky snow to the driver's side of the pickup, leaned his shovel against the truck, and then brushed away the snow until he could find the door handle. He had some thought of starting the pickup, plugging his phone in the car charger, and turning on the heat and defrost so that the windows could thaw out while he shoveled the driveway. But he'd locked the truck's doors last night, and the lock was now frozen. And the de-icer was in the glove compartment, where he'd tossed it while packing the vehicle for